Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Two people are dead in a plane crash in South Central Wisconsin Monday evening. The Greene County Sheriff's Office says the aircraft went down in a gravel quarry near Monroe Municipal Airport in the town of Sylvester. First responders arrived at the scene to find a large fire involving construction equipment in the quarry and a large field of debris from the plane. After crews extinguished the fire, the two victims were found dead. An investigation by the FAA and National Transportation Safety Board is underway. A big federal grant for Madison Metro. The $17,432,700 in funding will go to replace the oldest buses in Metro Transit's fleet with modern, fuel-efficient hybrid vehicles. Madison Mayor Sacha Rhodes Conway said that will improve reliability for riders and reduce maintenance costs associated with buses at or beyond their federally established useful life. The mayor thanked Senators Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson for ensuring Wisconsin remains competitive for federal infrastructure investments that directly improve local services. She also extended gratitude to U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy. The grant is part of a broader $2 billion initiative announced November 20th by Secretary Duffy to modernize transit bus infrastructure across the country. The funding, administered by the Federal Transit Administration, is designed to improve the safety and reliability of America's bus systems. Snowy owls have made their way to Wisconsin. The birds make an annual migration trip south from Canada, and avian experts are urging caution for those who might encounter the birds. If you see a snowy owl, you're encouraged to keep your distance and take a photo, but also keep your visit brief. The presence of humans disrupts rodent activity, which then impacts the owl's hunting opportunities. The owls are all white with black spots. Snowy owls typically remain close to their breeding areas in the Arctic Circle, but a small number reach Wisconsin each year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources today announced preliminary deer harvest and license sales totals for the opening weekend of the 2025 gun deer season. Preliminary figures indicate that the number of gun deer hunters in Wisconsin stayed nearly constant compared to 2024. As of Sunday night, sales for deer hunting privileges, which include gun, archery, crossbow, conservation patron, and sports licenses, reached 777,843, down 0.03% from the same time last year. Of those, 538,865 were for gun privileges only. Final license sales figures will be available in January. In total, hunters registered 90,671 deer statewide during the opening weekend of the 2025 gun deer hunt, compared to 87,248 registered for the same period in 2024. This is a 3.9% increase from a year ago and 1.1% below the five-year average. Hunters registered a total of 48,748 antlered deer on opening weekend, compared to 48,063 in 2024, a 1.4% increase. The antlerless harvest was 41,923, which is up 7% from last year. Around the WRCO listing area, Columbia County registered 1,002 antlered deer and 793 antlerless deer for a total of 1,795. Crawford County registered 746 antlered deer and 1,010 antlerless deer for a total of 1,756. Grant County registered 1,103 antlered deer and 1,067 antlerless deer for a total of 2,170. Iowa County registered 592 antlered and 489 antlerless for a total of 1,081. Lafayette County registered 372 antlered deer and 364 antlerless deer for a total of 736. Richland County registered 876 antlered and 743 antlerless deer for a total of 1,619. Sauk County registered 996 antlered and 874 antlerless for a total of 1,870, and in Vernon County, 1,272 antlered deer and 1,376 antlerless deer were recorded for a total of 2,648 deer. The DNR reports two firearm-involved hunting incidents occurred on opening day of the 2025 nine-day gun deer season. one in Grant County in North Lancaster Township, when a 57-year-old male was a victim of a gunshot while walking to a field to go deer hunting. The victim was transported to the hospital and treated for injury. The second was in Fond du Lac County when a 24-year-old male deer hunter was a victim of a self-inflicted gunshot to the chest. The victim was found deceased several hours after the close of hunting hours by family on private property. Comparatively, during the 2024 9-day gun deer season, the DNR reported one firearm-involved hunting incident resulting in injury. Are you making a traditional Thanksgiving meal? Start thawing that turkey now. Lisa Hale reports.
Prepping for the big Thanksgiving Day feast is about to begin. People are peeling potatoes, making pie crust, and prepping the turkey. If you bought a frozen turkey to make this year, now's the time to put it in the refrigerator to start thawing. Morgan Peterson, the environmental health specialist with the Winnebago County Public Health Department, said thawing in the fridge is the safest way to thaw your Thanksgiving bird.
Usually the fridge is where we would like you. That's where we would tell people to thaw it. That's the best. And some people will thaw. They'll thaw under cold water, as long as you're changing that water regularly. But you have to cook it as soon as it's reaching that thawed area. That's why putting it in the fridge is the best, because it's going to stay 41 or below. Or if you're thawing it like out on the counter, we do not recommend that, because you don't know when it's actually reached that true thawed state, and then it's getting into what we call the danger zone, the 41 to 140, if it gets to room temp or something like that. So putting it in the fridge, you know, a couple days before and letting it thaw is what we would recommend.
The USDA lists one more safe way to thaw a turkey. That's in the microwave, but cautions cooks to start roasting the turkey immediately after thawing and to make sure the microwave is large enough to handle the turkey. The USDA says never thaw a turkey on the counter, in the garage, or on the back porch. Don't thaw in a brown paper grocery bag or plastic garbage bag. And never use the dishwasher, with or without water, to thaw a turkey. There is good news if the turkey is still frozen solid come Thanksgiving morning. You can still roast that bird. It will just take about 50% longer for the turkey to reach a safe internal temperature of 165 degrees Fahrenheit. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Slender Man assailant Morgan Geiser will likely be extradited to Waukesha County. District Attorney Leslie Basie briefed the media on Monday and said Waukesha County is Geiser's home county for charging purposes. Geiser is accused of cutting off a monitoring bracelet and walking away from a Madison group home over the weekend. Assistant DA Carrie Nicoli called that extremely concerning, noting that Geiser blatantly violated a very simple condition to stay in a placement and keep a bracelet on. The 23-year-old, who was convicted in the 2014 Slender Man stabbing, was taken into custody Sunday in Illinois. Basie says the new charges are up to Dane County prosecutors, but that her office will petition to have Geiser's placement revoked. Chief John Patterson said Madison police learned Sunday morning that convicted Slender Man assailant Morgan Geiser went missing from a group home on the city's west side some 12 hours earlier. A man is under arrest after allegedly causing a chain of mayhem in Madison Saturday night. Madison police say the incident started around 9:30 Saturday when the 21-year-old suspect stole his friend's car and phone on the north side. The man then lured in a person walking their dog to get directions before stealing that victim's phone and causing them to fall on and critically injure their dog. Around 10:45, the driver crashed into a total of 13 vehicles before the car he was in rolled over. He then fled from officers on foot and was arrested on charges of reckless endangerment, strong-arm robbery, eluding police, and driving a stolen vehicle. Police say the dog will likely be euthanized due to its injuries. Governor Tony Evers has proclaimed the month of November as National Scholarship Month in Wisconsin. The proclamation is part of a nationwide effort to raise awareness about the vital role that scholarships play in reducing student loan debt and expanding access to higher education. Students and families should follow these tips to secure scholarships for higher education. Start with completing the free application for federal student aid. To qualify for federal student financial aid, including many scholarships, students and families must complete the FAFSA as soon as possible each year. Every dollar counts. Most scholarships will not provide a full ride to pay for school, but every dollar helps, and no scholarship is too small. Search for scholarships on the Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions Grants and Scholarships webpage and the Wisconsin Higher Education AIDS Board website. Avoid scams. Legitimate scholarships don't charge fees. They never guarantee money to applicants, and they don't create a sense of urgency to apply beyond meeting that required deadline. For additional information on finding and applying for scholarships, college affordability, and the Wisconsin 529 College Savings Program, visit DFI's College and Career Readiness webpage. For information on Wisconsin's financial aid, including scholarship, grant, and loan programs, tuition reciprocity agreements, and tuition capitation contracts, visit HEAB's website. Archaeologists have identified more than a dozen ancient canoes that indigenous people apparently left behind in a prehistoric parking lot along a Wisconsin lakeshore. The Wisconsin Historical Society announced Wednesday that archaeologists have identified 16 canoes submerged in the lake bed of Lake Mendota in Madison. The discoveries began in 2021 when researchers uncovered the remains of a 1,200-year-old canoe in the lake. The following year, they discovered a 3,000-year-old canoe, a 4,500-year-old canoe under it, as well as another 2,000-year-old canoe next to it. The oldest canoe of the 16 the Society has now mapped is about 5,200 years old. Maritime archaeologist Tamara Thompson says the canoes were positioned near a network of indigenous trails. Today's winner in the Ithaca football calendar raffle is John Johnson.